It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus. It's brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus.
And good evening, everybody. Let's go. It's on. It's time for playoff football at Arrowhead Stadium. Saturday, 3:30, the Chiefs take on the Tennessee Titans. And it's time to unleash the fury of Arrowhead Stadium. We got the fury here tonight at the Hy-Vee Market Grill. We're located in Lee Summit off Ward Road. And we've got a terrific crew out here tonight, a sellout crowd on a night to get ready. Little pre-pep rally, little Tuesday night. Happy New Year pep rally to get ready to win a playoff game at home this week against the Tennessee Titans. By the way, this was just handed to me, breaking news. The Chiefs JVs beat the Denver Broncos 27-24. If you're keeping track at home, the Chiefs are 16-2 against the AFC West in the last 3 years. The best by far in the National Football League of any team in any division, right? And it was the fifth straight time the Donkeys have gone down. It has not happened in 44 years to beat them five straight times. But that's that. This is this. And what this is playoff football. And tonight here at the Chiefs Kingdom at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, Ward Road in Lee Summit. Great crowd here tonight. Central Bank of the Midwest Geeks are here tonight, and they brought in their heavy hitters. We have all the heavy hitters tonight from that crew. Also, the Redcoaters are here tonight. Yeah. The Redcoaters are here. Bentley is here from Tickets for Less. Tickets are available for this game at TicketsForLess.com. Bentley is here. She has a whole backpack full of tickets. So she is here ready to go. Go to TicketsForLess.com. Best seats, tailgating, all of that. Check it out at TicketsForLess.com, including this week's game against the Tennessee Titans. By the way, Hy-Vee has something really cool planned for everybody that attends the game this week. When you come to the game, it'll be unlike any other game at Arrowhead, and it's because of Hy-Vee. So make sure you come to the game. So Bentley's got the tickets there, Tickets for Less. Mention the Redcoaters here. The Taj Mahal Tailgaters are here. Susie Bling Bling, Kent the Cake Packer is here tonight. Autograph Geek is here tonight with the Geeks. The Yellow Froman, Snowstorm Sandy here, the Veteran. The City of Raytown executives are here tonight. They have called off their city meeting, and they are here tonight, and they are right here to get all of their cards. They'll sign autographs for you tonight, the City of Raytown executives. Puppet Lady is here tonight. You know it's a big night when Puppet Lady shows up with the Titans duking it out with the Chiefs. The Red Guard is here tonight, so we appreciate them. The Purple Panther is here tonight along with Dobo Geek. They are here tonight, the University of Northern Iowa contingent. Also here tonight, the Irish Brigade. The unforgettable, undaunted, courageous Irish Brigade are here tonight, including the all-time art champion in Chiefs Kingdom Show history tonight. Erin is here tonight. She's now at the Ringling Art Institute in Florida. She came back just for the playoffs, and she does have her trophy from the art championship. Also, the Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats are here tonight. Pretty close to a home game for the Lake Rats. Also, Coach Erin Barnett is here tonight. Where is Coach? a longtime coach, high school coach. He was in Topeka at Seaman High School, Shawnee Mission Northwest over here. He's had some great players now in the Lee Summit District as an administrator. So, Coach Barnett, thanks for coming tonight. He's got his posse. So, anyway, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The super fans of Kansas City are here tonight. Nothing but noise. Tailgaters are here tonight. Don't want to leave anybody out. We got a gigantic crowd. It's time for playoff football, Tennessee Titans and the Chiefs. We got specials tonight, 4 to 6 here, happy hour every night. Half-off apps and taps here at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Lee Summit off Ward Road, just off 50 Highway. Tonight, $6.99. Burger and beer on tap, $12.99. $12.99 steak and beer on tap. That is huge. You beat the Broncos to go 16-2 in the division of the past 3 years. That is huge. That is that. This is this. And what this is a night to get ready for the playoffs. Here come the Titans. They're going to run right into all of you. 3:30 Saturday. I'll put it out there. People have talked about it. We have only won two home playoff games in our history, 1991 and 1993, going all the way back to the Dallas Texans. That was then. This is now. And now is time to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. And I can't get enough Reed. I need all the Reeds I can find. Tony Reed is here tonight, former Chiefs running back. And an answer to a Chiefs trivia question you'll want to have when you play Chiefs trivia. But we'll have that later in the show. Not only Tony Reed, but his long-lost cousin Andy Reed, who's our head coach. He will be back with our special interview with Coach Reed after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network, baby.
The Ford year end sales event is in full swing. For a limited time, get an additional $1,000 cash back on top of 0% financing for 72 months on 2017 Ford F-150s. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with autopay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Look in your mailbox for the new Hy-Vee Mega Ad. You'll find the new Hy-Vee Mega Ad is 88 pages full of great deals that are good all month long. Plus, you'll get great tips and recipes. So don't forget to look for the new Hy-Vee Mega Ad, full of deals that are good all month long. Coming to your mailbox at the beginning of every month.
What's in store for you when you visit your local Hy-Vee Market Grill? Well, you might want to sit down for this. Hy-Vee Market Grill is a full-service, sit-down, honest-to-goodness restaurant and bar with a friendly waitstaff to seat you and serve you at your table, and a full menu, including fresh pastas, aged steaks, grilled seafood, and more. So don't just sit there. Come on in, have a seat, and try Hy-Vee Market Grill. Visit Hy-Vee Market Grill today. Go to HyveeMarketGrill.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Blitz
And Mahomes has no chance. He tries to get rid of the ball, and he finds a man at the 35-yard line for a first down. Patrick Mahomes, he was in the grasp of a Denver defender. He fires a fastball right to the strike zone of Albert Wilson, and a first down and a gain of 22 on third and 14.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Lee's Summit Hy-Vee Market Grill. You got to check this place out. The Star Wars version of Hy-Vee. I call it 10 restaurants in this place. And if we're not going to play in Arrowhead Saturday, we might play in this place. It's big enough. But we are going to play at Arrowhead on Saturday, 3:30, against the Tennessee Titans. With me is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, 19 years as a head coach, 13 years in the playoffs. And here we go, Coach, but I'm going to glance back at the game last Sunday night only as it pertains to this Saturday's game, and that is the courage, the guts, and what your guys showed you in that win at Denver and what it can mean contagious for this week.
Yeah, no, it was neat to get some of the young guys in. We had a bunch of the old guys in there, too, doing their thing, but to have the young guys in there playing, I just thought it was fun to watch. The guys that I did end up sitting that didn't play were so into it and pulling for these guys. It was incredible. So it does take guts to play as many snaps as they did on special teams and on offense and defense. That's a tough thing to ask people to do in that high altitude. That's not an easy thing. But the guys, they sucked it up and did well. And, again, we'll get right back on it here this week.
The blitz reads, they thought they had you sacked. Mahomes did a great job, but Albert Wilson, the job he did, D-Rob, just what that means too, either blitz pickups or making plays when the defense thinks they have you stopped.
Yeah, the receivers and tight ends included, the receivers did a real nice job. Sherm had some catches in there too. So, but yeah, they had Mahomes wrapped up a couple times, and he was able to Patrick was able to wing it out of there and make some nice plays. And, the sky's the limit for the kid down the road. He's been blessed to be in that room with Alex Smith. And like I said last night, you can't pay enough to Alex Smith for that experience as a young quarterback.
Alex is back on the saddle this week. But I got to ask you about Sherman. I mean, I think I said sausage 100 times. But just what he did and what that means for this week, too, with a guy like that doing that and the energy he brings to your team.
Yeah, there was enough sausage for the whole sea of red, man. So he did have a lot of carries. Yeah, and I asked him, when was the last time he carried the ball that much? He said in high school. So when he was an All-State player in Connecticut. And but he looked like a throwback, a Larry Zonka throwback. I mean, he was getting after it there and loving every minute of it, wanted the ball every snap, and he's crazy. But he was having a lot of fun with it.
I said somewhere Ed Podolak is tipping his cap. But your defense, too, to hold them. 29 carries, good runner, C.J. Anderson. The other guys are good runners. But the way they tackled on a cold night, playing every snap seemingly, what that means to this week against Tennessee.
Yeah, a couple of those guys played to exhaustion. They were shot. A couple of the linebackers, they just had played every snap on special teams and then every snap on defense. But they set the tempo early, and Denver found out we weren't there just to lay down, and that these young guys would play hard, and even though some of them aren't starters, that they're going to give it their best, and you better be ready to play in return. So it ended up being a heck of a game, they've done a good job up there coaching, and I'm not sure he gets as much credit as he deserves. I think they're keeping him on another year here, so that's a plus. So give him a chance to get that thing going. But it was a heck of a football game.
We've seen Chris Jones make explosive plays. He did it again. But Tano Passanio, explosive at times, and what he means even this week or going into the future.
Yeah, we've eased him in this year and given him some downs this year. And then this was the most extensive amount of time that he's had to play. I thought he took full advantage of it. He's going to learn a ton from it, in particular in the run game and just on where you put your eyes and how you handle things. But he kept bringing it and bringing it and bringing it. He's a real smart guy, Villanova grad, the whole deal. So he's highly intellectual, loves to play the game. it's a new position for him. He's always had his hand in the dirt, and so now we have him as a stand-up linebacker just because of numbers. That's why I had all those linebackers dressed last night, because we just don't have the numbers. I mean, we, you know, 45 has to bounce out of the league way, has to bounce out from inside to outside, never played in his life, and gives us a ton of snaps there. So, I mean, it's but the both those two guys, I thought, brought it all night to like, the league way was to the point of exhaustion there, yeah.
It's exciting to see, and just the toughness shown, as we mentioned. All right, it was late. I'm thinking it's going to be the Ravens. I got to admit to you, I was working a little bit ahead on the Ravens. Whoops, here we go. It's Tennessee. It's 3:30. It's Saturday. What about the quick reaction?
Yeah, well, we know the team. They know us from last year, about this time last year. So same place, and they got us. We went up by a couple touchdowns, and they came back and got us, and listen, we've got to play better and get ourselves ready to play against a good football team. We did cheat a little bit and worked on them, so we have a little bit of an idea of what they're all about this year. They've got a couple new additions, explosive offense and a defense that flies around, coached by a Hall of Famer. So it's that's a challenge, and they have good special teams. We've got to come out and just put a great, great game plan together and execute it, and we need the sea of red to be out of control, man. We need them all there, and cheering like crazy.
And that leads me to the final thing I want to ask you about: just winning the division. The day to win it back to back to make history was one thing, but you said right away it's a home game, and what it means to play here Saturday at 3:30, and how everybody's got to jump in big time.
Yeah, that's huge, and as you'd say right here on the show. We're excited to have it here. We don't take anything for granted. That's not what we do, but we love playing in front of our fans, and so we're not going to let up on the preparation. That's not what we're going to do. We know we didn't do as well last year at home as we wanted to, and we've got to do a better job, and so that's what we're going to work on this week and get ourselves right, master the game plan, and get ourselves physically ready to where we can come out and play our best game.
All right. Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Time to roll, coach.
It is time to roll. Hi to those redheads, too.
They're here. We'll be back with more on the show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Against this vaunted Bronco defense.
Wasn't expected to play much, if at all. He got one carry, and the one carry was a 35-yard touchdown. This is the Chiefs Kingdom Show. We're at Lee's Summit, the location just off 50 Highway Ward Road in Lee's Summit. Again, a great group of people here tonight, sellout crowd. The City of Raytown executives are here tonight. It's a big deal. Public service, they're here. The five-star rated folks there of the City of Raytown. Puppet ladies here getting ready for the playoffs, getting ready to play the Tennessee Titans. Also, A-Train is here tonight. The famous A-Train come all the way over. Yep, from Belton, made the trip over. So, anyway, specials tonight. We have got the $6.99 burger and beer on tap and the $12.99 steak and beer on tap. This just in also. With that run, Kareem Hunt. And BCE's here tonight. Big Chief Eric is also graced our presence. With that run, Kareem Hunt, rookie running back of the Kansas City Chiefs, the National Football League rushing champion of 2017. What a year he has had, and it's only fitting then we would bring in as our special guest he had one of the greatest single seasons in Chiefs history. One of our Kansas City ambassadors, who better to bring in on this night than former Chiefs running back. Give it up for Tony Reid, everybody.
Thank you.
The first question is, and this has been asked for all out of our big crowd here tonight, are you related to Andy Reid?
I'm not sure. I think I'm going to draw some blood, send it in. No, here's a true story. My oldest son, Tony Jr., was born outside of Philadelphia in a small town called Media. My son is a Philadelphia Eagle fan. He looks at me, but he's a Philadelphia Eagle fan. And since he was born out there, there was nothing ever I could say. Andy Reid has always been in the household. We've loved him. And when he came here, it was a blessing in disguise.
Yes, it was. In fact, all of us, we can send a blast email to all the Eagles fans thanking them. Because I will say this, Tony, it was 5 years ago, almost to the day, we were making that same plane ride back from Denver. We had just gotten smoked 38-7, 2-14 season. At the end of the week, Andy Reid was announced as our new head coach. Everything changed. That was huge. And now we have another huge guy in himself here in Tony Reid. But Andy has been such a transformational coach. The Irish Brigade here tonight, we talk with Chris all the time about leadership. He is a leader's leader. And you know, playing the game at all different levels, what a leader heading. Football teams are hard to manage, man. Just what he has done and his impact on the kingdom and on this team.
Well, you know, as a former player, I can tell you one of the things that stood out when Andy came here, and there's been, I have personal friends that are fans, and they get very disappointed when Andy doesn't jump on somebody. One of the things that I saw, and I'm sure that you guys are aware of, is Andy puts a lot of blame on himself. And as far as I'm concerned, most leaders hold themselves accountable. And depending on who you are, I'm sure there are people out there that wants that person that dropped the ball or the person that should have had an interception to maybe have a little embarrassment, maybe have a head coach come out. It doesn't serve any purpose. It's a team. And one of the things that I like about Andy Reid is, to fault, he will take it on himself. Now, what he does behind closed door, that's another story.
Yeah, I've seen a little of that myself. but I will say this, and I mentioned the Irish Brigade, but Colonel Chris McGowan's here tonight. He works in leading leaders, training leaders at the on the post at Fort Leavenworth, but he's been a follower, he's been a leader. We talk about this all the time. But just the way what Andy has done with crisis management too. Let's look at this. In 15, 1-5, and to win 10 straight games and get us playoff success for the first time in a generation. This year, Tony, this thing could have gone way crazy. At 1-6, going to 6-6, the train that's at, the pickup's halfway off the road. He didn't panic. He didn't flinch. He didn't blink. And now that dude is leading us on the field. People, he has been in 19 years as a head coach, 13 years in the playoffs. He's ninth all time in wins. That's the dude we have leading us to battle on Saturday.
That's the guy that you want there leading. That's the guy that I want out there leading our people. And I can tell you, one of the things that I love about him is just what you said. He will lead by example. They will go out there and they will do that because they know that he has their back. And that's why those players out there play for Andy Reid, because they know what he's all about.
And players want to come here. They want to be here. But I want to ask you this because I thought, perfect, we're going to have Tony Reid here because we just saw the rookie season of Kareem Hunt. Now, here's your trivia answer of the night. Who was the first 1,000-yard rusher in Chiefs history? It was Tony Reid. A little bit of a trick question.
Who was the first 1,000-yard running back of the franchise? No.
Go ahead and say it.
His name's out on the ring, and I want to bring it to him because I lost the bet, and I want to bring this up for a fact. Abner Haynes.
But
he was a Dallas Texan.
See?
Okay? Yeah. This is 10 years ago. I'm talking to this guy, and he's like, oh, Tony Reid, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, you're the first running back. I said, no, I'm not. He said, yeah, you are. No, I'm not. Abner Haynes. No, look. Abner Haynes, Dallas, Texas, give me my 20. That's how I found out. So now I know.
That's a painful way to find out. And believe me, the city of Raytown executives are here. They'll tell you to read the fine print, right? So read the fine print. But you had a terrific season. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I want to ask you about Kareem Hunt. What you saw in this kid, because you come to St. Joe, you look at camp. What you've seen over the past 4 months with this kid and what he is and what he can be.
When I saw Kareem Hunt, I compare a lot of running backs to myself. I felt I was an all-around running back. I could block, catch, and run. I could do them all. I probably led my team in blocking as far as how many blocks you're supposed to contact your player and how many times he fell down. When I saw Kareem Hunt, the only question I had was, and I seen he's had a couple of these problems, is pass protection. Because as good as you want to be, you can be the best running back you could ever imagine. And the hardest thing is pass protection. It happened to me. It at least four or five of the first games I played in. But put that aside, because that you can teach. The other part you can't teach. I can't teach people the way I ran. This is just in your body. And when I see Kareem Hunt, you can ask my wife. I'm moving. I'm jerking because I'm running with him. I love the guy. But this, you will. How many in here play fantasy football? Okay, you will understand this. I had Bell. I had Elliott. And I had one more.
If you had Brown early, you better win your league.
Brown.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Brown threw the bucket and acted all crazy on TV. I'm about morals. I traded him. Bell, he comes out, he's not playing. I traded him. But the reason I traded him, because I wanted Hunt. I'm a homer. I wanted Hunt. And I traded for Hunt. I traded Bell and I traded Elliott. That's how I feel about Hunt. This kid, he's a humble kid. I'm checking the guy out. He says the right things. He's a good runner, and he can catch that ball. I see some catches. He can catch that ball. To me, he's another Tony Reed. Now he's got to get the blocking down. But I love that Hunt. And one of the other reasons is the guy that got him, he got him in the fifth round. We have a holdover. I got him in the fifth round next year. I got first and second rounds all wrapped up. I wanted Hunt because I saw something in him.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about it.
But you were on Kareem Hunt before everybody else was on Kareem Hunt. The only other person that I know that was on Kareem Hunt probably earlier than you, because I talk about Colonel McGowan. Mm-hmm. He took my wife's here tonight, took us to a West Point game. We sit down. It's the Army-Buffalo game right after the New England game. And Kareem had the greatest opening game for total yards of any running back in NFL history in an opening game. Mm-hmm. This little kid, I'm sitting right beside him. He's from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And he goes, he's smiling. I go, why are you smiling? He goes, I took Kareem Hunt on my fantasy team. And he was from Philadelphia. So he didn't see him at training camp like you did. So anyway, that kid's really smart. I'm trying to find him still. Get some stock advice. But okay, so you're talking about we know he can run. And I want to ask you, first of all, about his balance. But before I do that, you talked about pass protection. But I've seen so many backs in my brief 24 years in the league that know they have to do pass protection, mm-hmm. but they're not willing learners.
Right.
They hate it. They hate the drill at camp where you got to block the linebacker. Mm-hmm. This kid, I think, wants to learn and know how to do it right.
Blocking is 100%. No, I'm going to give it 90% attitude. When I talk about blocking, if you talk to any of the running backs that was in the backfield when I played, all of us talk about blocking. Because what happened was when Marv Levy came in here, he started this wing T. And the wing T meant that the running backs had to be able to block, because what he was saying is, I didn't have a good line, so we're going to run around the ends. So because I was a big eater, I knew how to block, I had to teach all the other running backs how to block. So the first three or four games of the season, I'm blocking. Ted's running for 100 yards. Arnold's running for 100 yards. Bailey's running for 100 yards. But when we get into the film room, what was happening, Tony, great block. Oh, wow, good. Oh, way to go get the other one. And it turned around. It's lead by example. And then they started blocking. And that's the same year that I got 1,000 yards. And you got to understand that between those guys blocking – and me getting, you know, yeah, I could run, but it didn't start that way. If you look back at my 78 season, the first four or five games, I probably gained 100 yards. But after we all started blocking, and that's what I said, it's about attitude. I was 195 pounds going against 270, but 270 didn't know when I was going to hit him, because you had the one advantage, and that's the count. So I would tell all running backs in the NFL, if you don't have the attitude, you won't make the block because your eyes will probably be closed. Okay? You got to go in there. You're on offense. You know the count. Strike like a snake. Boom. And at that point in time, they're backing up trying to beat you to get you off. And what's happening? The guy's running around in. Sure, he may beat me up and I'm on the ground, but the guy's gone. Same thing with pass blocking your quarterback. My job is just to make sure that guy doesn't get my quarterback. Yeah, he's bigger than me, but he's got to manhandle me. So I'm getting up in his chest. He's got to throw me away. And when he throws me away, the ball's thrown. So it's about attitude and wanting to do it. If you don't want to do it, you see it on the field.
No question. And that running back room that we have is an amazing room. I don't know if you've been around Eric Bieniemy or watched him at camp. He is the drill instructor on Full Metal Jacket. He is the Marine drill instructor.
Yes.
He is in your grill. He's up in your nostril. And those guys, the very thing you describe, is they hear that every day from Eric Bieniemy, a Colorado Buffalo.
I've talked, hey, Eric, that's why I'm shaking my head. Eric and I came from the same school. He understands. And that's a to me, the Big Eight. I had a choice, people, to go to UCLA or Colorado. Sometimes I look back and I look at Dick Vermeil was at UCLA, and he wanted me bad. If I had went to Colorado, if I hadn't went to Colorado, I wouldn't have become the blocker I was. UCLA would have had me running, and I just would have ran. But Colorado made me a full 100% all-around running back, and that's what I'm most proud of.
If you're looking for continuing education tonight in running back blocking, you now have it, a three-hour, because that was awesome. But when you get a running back that will go up and jack some dude and mainly protect the quarterback with your life, which is what our guys do, they are taught that, to protect Alex this week, last week Patrick, with your life, and they take it now to heart. That's an example, Tony. You see how this worked now, Tony Reed.
Yes.
There you go. It's time to
put the hammer down.
And we're going to talk about winning playoff football when we come back. 3:30 Saturday, Chiefs-Titans. Let's go. It's time to beat the Titans. We'll be back with more from Tony Reed at the Lee's Summit, Hy-Vee, Ward Road, 50 Highway. Specials going here tonight. We'll be back after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
The Ford year end sales event is in full swing. For a limited time, get an additional $1,000 cash back on top of 0% financing for 72 months on 2017 Ford F-150s. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary.
Yay!
No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri. You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're a football fan, you're a fan for life. As a baby, you wore a onesie that said, "Don't fumble me." In college, you painted your entire body red and gold and went to the game. You married your spouse because they play fantasy football with you. You bought a house so you could throw bigger football parties. You had a baby and put her in your "Don't fumble me" onesie. You bank at Capital Federal because Cap Fed's there for life, just like football.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. LMC Truck has the parts and accessories for your Chevy, GMC, Dodge, and Ford trucks. Shop the online catalog with detailed illustrations to find the parts you need. Stop by the showroom in Lenexa, Kansas, or you can order a free catalog today at lmctruck.com. For your drive to the game, get the parts from LMC Truck.
Sometimes hope isn't enough. Sometimes belief isn't enough. Sometimes hydraulic hoses just fail. This fall in Olathe and North Kansas City, when the inevitable happens, experience the speed. Experience the accuracy. Experience the service of Tompkins Industries. See them online at TompkinsIND.com.
And a short little 3-yard snap. We're going to give it to him. Sherman, right side. The sausage spinning. Reaches out. Give it to him. Touchdown, Kansas City.
The next line was sausage for everybody on New Year's Eve. The sausage was huge in this game. You talk about a stud running back. Tony Reed, our guest tonight, we're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Lee's Summit, Ward Road and 50 Highway. It was the sausage going into that game. Anthony Sherman, his previous career high running the ball in a single game was one. It happened 7 different times. When he carried the ball in that game for the first time, it was his first carry in 41 games. So what did the sausage do to respond? He carried the ball 14 times and smashed into the end zone. I also said it was the bowling ball trying to get all the pins. Man, it was 7-10 split. I mean, Sherman's looking for guys to hit as he got into the end zone. That was huge. Now, since we have a running back here tonight, we talked about Kareem Hunt. We'll talk about the sausage here, too. Before we do that, we need to make sure Tony gets his gifts tonight. This is the most he's received since he played at Colorado and didn't go to UCLA. Oh, okay. Come on, it's a real reason. A gift certificate from the great people here at Hy-Vee.
Thank you, Hy-Vee.
Little something from my man from Par Excellence, Body and Day Spa. Take care of the body.
That's right.
And here's from Mazurish Jewelry. They got everything, wedding rings to bands, fashion jewelry, 40 years, 4 generations owned and operated. You're going to want this one, a Mazurish Jewelry gift certificate. I'm saying we're taking care of you, right?
Don't lie, arigato gozaimasu. Oh, I'm sorry. I went to high school in Japan.
That's right. Arigato gozaimasu.
Oh, doi tos. Well, this is good. He's been
there. There we go. And to top it off on this night, this means so much more than it usually does. A gift box from Shemeika's Italian Sausage. Oh. When you saw the sausage, who spends all of his time doing the dirty work, Anthony Sherman.
Sweet.
Terrific blocker on tackler on special teams. He's the blocker you're talking about.
Yes, he is.
And then he gets the mail 14 times.
Oh,
that,
that was sweet. I was happy for him. I mean, I was listening to what they were saying. I mean, is he the smoothest runner I ever saw? No. But if I wanted to have somebody in front of me, he would be the guy. He has the attitude.
He does, and he's a big part of that room. And honestly, and Kareem, we had Kareem on the show about 6-7 weeks ago. He talked about running on Lake Erie on the ice. That's how he learned how to get his balance in Cleveland. But he also talked about the running back room, and he talked about Sherman. Because if you get by the drill instructor, Eric Bieniemy, the next cat in line is like the other NCO, and that's Anthony Sherman. So there's just a lot of energy in that room, and you don't dare screw up or you don't even have a chance. But I want to ask you, too, about your career. You had some huge, huge moments. One was Monday Night Football in the heyday. Howard Cosell. Some of you remember Howard Cosell, Tony Reed carrying the rock.
You guys remember Howard?
Yeah. Monday Night Football to Oakland. It was a big moment for you.
Monday Night Football. I'm glad you bring that up. There's a couple stories in there I'll wind in there. First of all, it was against the Raiders. And Stabler, Matusak, the Stork. I mean, they had guys that really hurt you. You know, they want to hurt you. And we had a play that was called, and I was doing okay. Ran around. It was a play that was called on the outside, and somebody must have missed the block. And Matusak and Otis Sistrunk, these guys were at least 270 apiece. That's without equipment on. sideline. Anybody's ever played, and you go to the sideline, that's where you don't want to get tackled by it. They just, it just scrubbed me on the ground, and it was third down. And so the punt team went in, and nobody even saw me. I'm just like crawling to the bench. And you know when you get hit in the nose and your eyes get all watery? That's how I am. I'm like this, and guess what? Oh, fumble, we get the ball back. Oh. I get up, I go back in there, and what do? They call the play to me. I'm like, one of the longest runs I've ever had. And what I tell people was true, it was fear. I ran, and this is on. And 2 seconds, and Matusak, who I passed back here, catches me at the 2 yard line. Wow. However, that was my first 100 yard rushing day on Monday night. We went in at halftime with the win. We were winning good. I was feeling good. Had a long run, and then the snake stabler came back. So we didn't win that game, but Howard Cosell had a lot to say about me. I was very happy with Howard Cosell. It was a game that I do remember. I'm kind of surprised you brought that one up. But
man, come on, man. It's a Tony Reed night.
He's good. He's good. But I'll tell you somebody that was maybe one step better. I left out Dick Vermeil because Dick Vermeil, he kept coming back into my life. But the one thing that he did that surprised me, kind of like how you just did, is that I got a phone call from my girlfriend, now wife, that said, do you know somebody named Dick Vermeil? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, he just called me. This was before I had made a decision when I was going to go to Colorado. Dick Vermeil got the phone number of my girlfriend who I met in Japan, who was in Philadelphia. And he got the phone number. The father answered the phone. Hello, Dick Vermeil. Dick Vermeil. Dick Vermeil's on it. Who's Dick Vermeil? He's the coach for UCLA. This is true. So, Dick Vermeil has stayed in my life. He, you know, when he came here to coach, I was one happy person. When he left, I was not as happy. But anyway, you're good.
Well, no, here's the thing, Tony. If he'd had all this Mazarese and all this, you would have gone to UCLA, particularly the sausage stuff. Vermeil just didn't, you know, bring it.
He was a good.
The other big game, before we go to a break, I want to ask you the big one. When you against the Seahawks, was when you went over the 1,000-yard mark and a big run. I went back and looked at it, actually, on video. The moment when you knew you'd eclipsed that mark, and the Seahawks were good then, too, man. They had some dudes to get that done. I think it was in Seattle, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was in Seattle.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reason I go up in here is that it was a wonderful game. And, folks, I'm going to share this with you. Every time I ran for 100 yards, we lost. I could go for 97, we will win. But every time I ran over 100 yards, we lost. And I had some good games, but we lost. Seattle, my 1,000 yards. I had a 62-yard run. Lost my shoe, still scored. And we lost. But let me tell you about it. Going in, everybody was thinking this was my time. It was the last game of the year. Am I going to get the 1,000 yards? And when we went into that game, I could just feel it. The first time they gave me the ball, Mitch, I think I ran for like 20 yards. And the next time, 10 yards. And it just felt so easy. And then, boom, I break one off for 62 yards. I did not know until probably a couple years after I retired about the 100-yard jinx. I had no idea. Somebody brought that to me. But here I am having a great game. And we were having a great game, but for some reason, I don't know what it was. I had gained the 100 yards, and we lost with 5 or 6, 7 seconds, some last-minute thing, kind of like the thing that they did.
Oh, we had the Ravens have.
Yes, and I'm sitting there looking at that, and Derek had the guy, and I'm like, well, it was kind of the same thing. We lost.
Well, here's the deal. I can't
believe yards was
great. If you knew 100 yards, you'd lose, but at 99, you would win. Why didn't you take a knee at 99?
Later, if I'd have known, I would have.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
We're going to ask you about your work. We'll close out the show. We'll talk about the NFL alumni and our ambassadors group. But Karen Conrad, she changed her name. Was Karen Conrad. It's Karen Conrad. She's part of Reed's Redheads. She's right over here. 33 years of helping the NFL alumni. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, Lee's Summit, Ward Road 50 Highway. Tony Reed, our guest tonight. Time to play playoff football. We'll be back to close the show out after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Colquitt waiting for the go sign from Winchester, who will give it back to Butker to try to win it from 30. Butker's kick, high spinner, good! Harrison Butker, no time left on the clock, and the Chiefs backups have beaten the Denver Broncos 27-24 on an incredible drive led by rookie quarterback Patrick Mahomes. That was huge, and Harrison Butker is huge. Tony Reed, our guest tonight, former Chiefs running back. It has been an enlightening evening. I want to ask you quickly, in just less than a minute here, your work with the ambassadors and NFL alumni, because we've got them represented here tonight. Just your work.
Mitch, it's a bunch of guys that get together once a month. We try to do something for the Kansas City community, and we do a lot of things, visit hospitals, raise charitable monies for different funds. But our biggest thing is trying to do good things for the youth of the Kansas City metro area. That's what we're all about.
Yep. That's so awesome. And then your work in helping our team. You help our current guys.
Yes, we come back and, you know, the coaches, it started way back with Carl Peterson, but they'd bring us to the field so that the current players could talk to us and we could get to meet them and they would feel more easy at us talking to them and giving them advice.
Tony Reed, everybody, the first 1,000-yard rusher in Kansas City Chiefs history. Tony, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks, man.
All right, people, here we go. We got to get after it. It's Saturday, 3:30. It's the Titans' chance to win a playoff game at home for the first time since 1993. It's time to put the hammer down, baby. Next week's show, 64th Street, Tom Watson Parkway in the Northland, celebrating a victory.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Chiefs Kingdom Show is an exclusive presentation of the Chiefs Radio Network. One team, one kingdom, one network. The Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.